have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. About to enter it. The love trap.
Yes, you are about to enter the love trap. We got an email from
Ellie.
Now, she is a little concerned about her relationship, and she is going to tell you why she's concerned about it. Ellie, are you there?
Hey, yeah. I'm a little worried about it, actually. We've been having some trouble kind of for a little while. I've just been noticing, like, some weird things. Like, I don't know, just stuff around his apartment is, like, out of place. Like, I don't know. I just kind of have this weird feeling that something is off. And
wait, so you say stuff is like moved around in his apartment, like somebody else has been in there? Is that what you're suspecting? Like somebody's coming over?
Yeah, like I know how his apartment usually looks, like, and where he likes to keep things, and, like, you know, just simple things, like, you know, like the milk in the fridge. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but he always puts it in the same place, and it's not always been in that same place, which I know sounds crazy, but if you knew him, he's so particular about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's just like little things like that I've noticed, like pillows on the couch, like, have been moved around, like just weird things that he just, that are not like him to do.
All right. So little things in his apartment, and then what, and y'all have been kind of fighting lately, and then what else is going on?
Yeah. So the big thing that's happening right now is, so we have talked in the past about going to Coachella, and basically he decided to go without me. I think he did it on purpose. Well, I mean, yeah, he knew how much I wanted to go, and, like, we had already talked about for a while about going, that we both wanted to go, we were going to go together, and then I had to work one of the weekends, and he picked that weekend to go, and I just couldn't really understand why he would do that. Like, it just felt like...
Well, what did he tell you?
He just told me he wanted to have, like, a guy's weekend. He was going to go with, like, a couple of his guy friends, and I was just like, I mean, all right, like, I want you to have, like, your time with your boys, but, like, this is something we talked about it. And so, like, we've been going back and forth about it, like, we fought about it, and so he went with his guys, maybe. I don't really know, because the whole time, he, like, just didn't really... I don't know. It didn't even seem like it registered to him at all that I was bummed to not be there. Like, he didn't check in with me at all for the whole weekend. Like, and he wasn't even actually posting on social media, which, like, I thought that was weird because he usually does stuff like that. And especially with his buddies, like, I thought, like, you know, they'd be posting, like, silly pictures and, like,
well, yeah, if you go to Coachella, you're going to post photos of you.
Yeah, with your friends.
And he didn't.
How long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating for a little over a year, actually.
Okay. Oh, got some time.
I mean, I think the other things are little, but him picking a weekend to go to Coachella without you, that...
Especially when you said, I really, really want to go.
Yeah.
What's your boyfriend's name?
His name is Vance.
All right. Chad, are you ready to put a love trap on Vance?
Sure. Let's call Vance. Hang on, and we're going to call him next. All right, Ellie?
Thank you, guys.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. About to enter it. The love trap.
Yes, you are. Okay, so we have Ellie on the phone. She's muted her phone already. She's suspicious about her boyfriend, Vance. He went to Coachella last weekend, and she's nervous that maybe it was more than just a boys' weekend. So, Ellie, make sure you stay quiet, and we will call Vance.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm looking for Vance.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Vance, this is Chad, and I'm calling from Plant Touch This. We're a new florist located here in San Jose. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Listen, I'm calling because I have some exciting news for you. You have been selected to receive some free flowers. We are a new florist in the area, and so what we're doing essentially is picking a handful of local residents each week to award free flowers to, and then, you know, the whole idea here is we're just trying to get our name out there in the community. So next time you need to purchase some some flowers, you'll think of us. But today I have a free spring bouquet for you to receive for yourself, or you could send to anybody you would like.
I didn't enter anything or anything like that. So, I mean, I don't really have the money to do any of this right now.
Vance, it's completely free. And in terms of, not signing up for anything, you did not with us directly, but we share a database with a lot of different companies. So somewhere along the way, you probably opted to receive, promotions and discounts from a business. But today everything is free. And, I'm not even going to ask you for any type of credit card on file, nothing like that. Literally, it's a name and an address of anybody you would like. And I'll get these flowers delivered today.
Okay, it's a legit thing of flowers. It is
legit, and like I said, they'll be delivered today. Right. So if it's for you, you'll get them today. If you want to send them to somebody else, they will receive them today.
Okay, cool.
We do ask next time you need to purchase flowers. Hopefully, you will think of us. Plant touch this. Okay.
Yeah, man. Okay, for sure.
All right.
Well, I guess the name is Kara.
Kara, you said?
Yeah, Kara. Kara. Can I put like a note on there or anything?
Absolutely. There's you can make it generic, or we have, happy birthday ones, or, love ones, or, you tell me what you want to do.
No, just throw a note on there. Past few months have just been really great.
The past few months? Wow.
What?
Wow.
Hey, this is actually the love trap. It's really not a florist. And your girlfriend, Ellie, is on the line. Do you have something to explain to her and to the rest of us?
Explain
what? You just sent flowers to somebody that's not me. I'm the person that's been dating you for over a year, and you're just going to, send flowers to somebody else? And what is this? The past few months, or however many months it was, have been great. Who is this person?
Are you kidding me? It's a friend, man. What, I can't send flowers to anybody else but you? What is the big deal?
Actually, it's kind of really a huge big deal. Why do I not even know who this person is? I thought we talked about everything. We're dating, we're in a relationship together. You just don't think it's even a big deal at all. You think you have nothing to explain to me right now. You're just sending flowers to a random girl that's not me, and I don't even know who she is.
Vance, that doesn't seem crazy to you. Vance, why don't we just cut to the chase? This is 99.7 Now. Who did you go to Coachella with?
Yeah.
Who did you go to Coachella with?
What is this? Who does it matter who I went with?
Girlfriend?
I went with some friends. I went with some of my boys, and we met up with some friends there and everything. What is this? Some kind of third degree here?
You went with your boys and you met up people there.
Do you have any photos you can prove that your boys were there?
I don't have to prove anything. I don't even know who the hell you guys are. All right. And Elle, yes, we're in a relationship, but we're not married. Okay. We're 24, and we're allowed to just live our lives separately from each other on some events here. I'm not allowed to talk to any girl ever.
You're allowed to if there's an agreement between you and Ellie, but it sounds like she thinks you're in a relationship.
No, I'm not in a relationship with some other girl, okay?
Why is this a secret? If it's not a relationship,
Why is it a secret?
Do
you want me to send the flowers to you? Okay.
I am the person you're dating. That wouldn't be a terrible idea.
Okay, cool. Let's send the flowers to her then.
Oh, you can't just do that.
Yeah, after I caught you, maybe cheating with this girl. What's her name? Kara? Now super classy. Real classy. Thanks. Now you're going to send them to me.
Well, there's no flowers anyway to begin with.
Hey, well, what does that mean? The last couple of months have been great, or whatever you said in there.
What is this? I don't need to answer any of this. If Elle wants to talk to me, you can talk to me and we can have a personal conversation. I'm not going to air any of this stuff. I don't need this kind of drama.
I am talking to you and your dad's
talking to me. Over some fake flower radio show, you're out of your mind, okay? You're so possessive.
I'm out of my mind?
And this is how it always is, all right? No, I'm good, okay? I am good. You want to talk, then you call me later and we'll figure something out.
What?
Oh, he's gone. I'm sorry, Ellie.
Ellie, it looks like he hung up on us.
Yeah, that's typical.
You actually, I'm kind of surprised you don't seem all that, Well, I guess you don't seem all that surprised.
I guess I was hoping that I was wrong. When you think you're being crazy, and then you just realize you're not crazy, that, like, everything that you thought about this person is actually true, that he isn't being honest, he isn't being a good boyfriend. Like, I was hoping I was crazy, but no, I'm not surprised. This is what I expected.
He seemed pretty nonchalant. I mean, how serious is your relationship? Because he seemed like y'all were just kind of dating.
I mean, we've been dating for over a year. I clearly thought it was more serious than he thinks it is.
I mean, have you had, and this is, I'm not defending him, but have you had the conversation? Like, are you guys exclusive, or are you just dating and you are dating multiple people?
No, we've had a conversation that we, a while ago, about being exclusive, but I don't know. I guess he doesn't feel like, I don't even know who this person is. He refused to even answer. He just kept dodging the question. So, like, I don't even know. Maybe he was just, like, friends with this person, but, like, then why is he...
No, he wasn't just friends with her, girl. Uh-uh. He even said it in the note.
All right, well, we'll give you a chance to kind of decompress, and then hopefully we can talk to you. You know, we'll follow up with you after the weekend and find out, you know, what all went down.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ellie, but hey, at least you know now, right?
Yeah.
It's tearing up my heart.
I know it's a bit somber right now and serious, but I can't help but sing that song.
Right. Well, everyone was at Coachella this weekend.
You know what? And the other thing I have to say is a good friend of the show and a very good friend to me, Kara, from Kara's Cupcakes.
Hi, Kara.
Just texted me and said, can you please let everybody know I'm not the Kara that Vance is sending those flowers to? She wants to make it clear.
We had a text from Damien, and he said, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I feel about this. Shan, maybe you have a better idea. He said he thinks Ellie sounds like she might go back to this guy or give him another shot.
Listen, I wouldn't be surprised.
Here's the thing.
These guys are smooth talkers.
I don't know if you noticed, I was stuttering through that entire love trap because I could tell that guy did not give a flip about her. He did not care, and she cares way too much. And I did not know what to say to her. Because there's nothing to say when you realize that guy don't care and she cares a lot. So whoever that was that texted in that she might go back, you probably right.
I hope not. Ellie, if you're still listening, move on, girl. Move on.
Camille, let's go to line one.
Good morning.
Camille, what did you think?
Good morning.
What did you think, Camille?
Well, you know, I don't know. She might just go back to him. But Ellie, girl, if you're listening, he's doing you a favor. That man is mean and selfish.
Exactly. Listen to what the words that come out of his mouth and run.
Yeah, he was. Really, I mean, of course, you know, anybody that's going to get caught in the love trap is going to get defensive, but he was mean, and he just was not, he's very selfish. I mean, first of all, going to Coachella without your girl, tripping, you know, she knew the answer before she did, and I bet you she's probably still in denial, but, you know,
right.
Time to cut him loose. It's about to be summer. Put your bathing suit on, get with your girl.
There it is. Get it.
Look, it is gorgeous. It is gorgeous this week. All week it's been gorgeous. Get out there with your bathing suit.
That's right. It's time to have some fun. Get rid of that mean old man.
Camille, if I'm walking down south of Market in my bathing suit today, people are going to look at me real funny.
Thanks, Camille. Hey, Natalie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, so what did you say?
When I heard her voice, I felt her pain because I felt her innocence, and she sounded so sweet. So right when he said Kara, I was like, no, I was rooting for you. Like, I really thought this was going to be one of those good ones. Everything was going to turn out okay, but...
You could tell she's really into him.
Yeah, and I felt so bad. I was like, oh, Ellie.
I did too, because I felt like... The Coachella thing, okay, but we are allowed and should be allowed if you're in a relationship, weekends with your friends. No. If there's trust in the relationship, that should be allowed. But then I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's trustworthy. And then the milk being out of place, I'm like, that's not a sign, but I mean, clearly I was wrong.
Benny, you can go to Vegas with your friends.
I guess I'm
you
not.
You cannot go to Coachella without me.
Accurate.
What? It's the same. What's the difference?
It's not. Different.
Doesn't matter where you go. You should be able to go.
Yes.
It's a I could argue that event. All day. You got to have trust in a relationship.
No. Mm-hmm. It's not about trust. That's a special event. That's something special you have to share together.
Yeah, my wife would have no interest going to Coachella with all those people.
That's why you're saying that. You know what? Actually, Benny, you can go to Coachella by yourself because Vanessa and I'll be on your back deck drinking wine.
Yeah, barbecuing.
We'll have a good time.
There it is.
Thank you, Natalie.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Hey, TJ, I think, is going to put a funny spin on this. Hey, TJ, what do you have to say?
Oh, man. The proof is in the milk.
I think it's in the pudding,
man. That man had OCD. He wanted things where he wanted it, and that milk was moved. And then he wanted to go to Coachella by himself while he was at work. That's all kinds of messed up.
TJ, help me tell Benny, you're not allowed to go to Coachella without your partner.
You can't go to Coachella without Vanessa.
That's right.
You know what? Ellie can go to Bottle Rock.
Bottle Rock outside Bottle lands
Rock,
okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. Bottle Rock you can go to.
Good, because I am going to the first day of Bottle Rock without her.
Thank you, TJ. And thank you for knowing Vanessa's name.
Uh-huh.
You on blast right there.
Mm-hmm. That's so. Back up.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Can you please isolate that clip at some point?
You can't go to Coachella without Vanessa.
Sal?
We will keep taking calls on the Love Trap coming up. We got to play a little bit of music. And this is a perfect song for right now. Yeah. This is Ellie needs to listen to this song.
You need some new rules in your life, girl.
99.7 now.
They make my morning something to look forward to.
You know what? I think the texting hotline, I think the mood in the room, everybody is very worried that Ellie is going to take this guy back.
I am too.
We don't know what's going to happen. He sounds like he don't care. Like, he's like, we could talk about this later or we could not talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't even care.
Anyone pick up that he thought it was a real flower shop still at some point? All right, fine. I'll send it to you. Like really, what? Dude? Really?
Well, I thought that was sarcasm, but I don't know. I was just shook the whole time because he just didn't care. And I think Olivia on line one, you kind of felt the same way. Olivia, you're hoping Ella stays strong?
Yes, I do. Like, Ellie, girl, you need to move on because he sounded like he didn't care at all about what happened with them throughout the year or whatever.
Yeah, he sounded like he played that song over and over again. What is it? I don't give a. I don't give a. I don't give a.
Right?
That song,
exactly.
You know?
All and right. I'm just like, you went to Coachella and you don't. He was like, I don't have to prove anything or whatever. I'm like, okay.
Hey, Olivia, can you back Shannon and I up here? Can you tell Benny he can't go to Coachella without Vanessa?
Benny, you can't go to Coachella, okay?
Oh, you can't even go. No, I can't go at all. With or without my wife.
Well, if she wasn't like into it, she wouldn't be into it.
So. No, go.
If she's not into it, you can't go.
No.
All right, but we will. We're gonna let him go to the Bottle Rock in Napa.
There it is. Thanks for the call, Olivia.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you, Christina, online too. Christina, you say the same thing. Ellie's got to go.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I love your show. I listen to you every morning. You guys are awesome and amazing.
Thank you. Did Sal tell you to say that?
No. I did want to say to Ellie, though, Ellie, you are a smart, beautiful, amazing young girl. Just build some confidence in yourself. Get out there. Have a great time.
Nice.
Enjoy yourself. And don't care so much about douchebags like that guy. Let him go.
That.
Move on. Have a great time.
You know,
we're
all about motivating this morning. We're motivating Ellie to keep it moving.
Every morning. That's going to happen every morning now, right? I love that, though. I love that message to her. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Christina.
Yeah, I mean, you deserve the love that you deserve, which is the best of everything, and don't settle for less. So go out there and find it. Have a great time, and, you know.
I'm going to make a t-shirt that says all that. All right, thank you, Christina. We appreciate it.
That's good advice for everybody listening. Everybody should listen.
Oh, my God, listen, we just got a text. Benny, Coachella's not that great. I went 2 years ago.
Perfect.
I love this segment has just turned into you're not ever going to Coachella.
Well, I guess anywhere you have to wear a mask the entire time because of the dust. I guess it's not that
the
fun.
Entire time.
Just the whole time at the show.
The time.
let's go to Johnny.
Johnny.
Johnny, what do you think about this? What do you think about this guy?
Oh my gosh, that guy was such a jerk. Well, you know, we're 24. I'm like, dude, you got busted. You know you got busted, and you only send flowers to the person you're dating and your mama.
Hey, Johnny, so, let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to bust you out or anything, but when you were 24, did you ever do something like this?
What's that?
When you were 24, did you ever do something like this?
When I was 24, I was with that girl I told you guys about that I bought the Target ring for.
You bought a Target ring. Johnny, get off our phone. Get off our phone right now. You bought an engagement ring from Target.
Word of the fellas, do not buy a ring from Target.
Hang up
an engagement
on
ring.
All right, Johnny, we love you, but we gotta hang up on you now.
Dude, yeah, Johnny told us that story yesterday. He bought an engagement ring from Target.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on, though. If that's all you could truly afford, then that's fine. But if you can't afford to do the layaway or something from a Shane Co. Studios.
Yeah, we're broadcasting live from the Shane Co. Studios. Listen, I'm not about, like, jewelry, flashy or whatever. So if you want to give me a ring, you could give me one of them pop rings. You know, those, like...
Those suckers?
Yeah, at least I could get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me that.
I think he just didn't like her as that much. So he was just like, oh, here's a Target ring.
All right, we're
going to
take one more call. Natasha on line one.
Natasha?
Hey.
Hey, so what do you say about Ellie?
I'm sorry, but... She sounded annoying as like talking. If you had to listen to that day in and day out, it's like listening to a Kardashian.
Oh,
and I would have said,
no. Girl can't catch a break today.
I didn't pick up on
sorry.
That. Did she?
That's my opinion.
Natasha, no. Hey, we welcome all opinions here. I love it, Natasha. Listen, here's the deal. I will back up Natasha. I didn't feel that way. Here's how I felt. I've already said it. I felt like she's really into him, right? She's really, so
she... Yeah, every other word was like. And if I have to hear that day in and day out, I'd be like, bye.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, thanks, Natasha.
I need to stop saying like then.
I think if... So when I notice it on people, it really can get annoying. And I think I like say it too, but... What I was going to say is she definitely is into this guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Well, they were together for over a year. How could you not be?
Well,
I don't know. I've been with people over a year. I wasn't that into them.
Well, we have her number. We'll call her on Monday for the follow-up. Aww. Hopefully she'll take our call, and hopefully we can give her some of the advice that we've been, if she's not listening now, we can give her some of the advice that we've been getting from listeners. I think.
Well, I hope she's not listening now. After Natasha's call, she's not going to listen.
Yeah, Natasha, that was mean. That was like hella mean.
You know what, Benny?
Yes?
I know you're all about the positive energy, but sometimes it's okay to be mean.
Good morning. It's another beautiful one in the Bay, although it is going to be about 10 degrees cooler, but still sunny. And
oh, my God. But, yeah, look outside. I mean, the sun is already up.
It's
amazing to see. We don't get a lot of weeks like this. We don't get a lot of weeks like this where every single day by 7 o'clock, the sun is shining and not a cloud in the sky. So enjoy it.
Well, I was saying yesterday, you know, we leave the house at like 4 a.m. to get here. I've been leaving in a t-shirt all morning and I'm totally fine at 4 a.m. I'm like, yes, that doesn't happen often in the Bay.
No, but today you forgot your pants.
I'm sorry. It's a pantless party. Lizzo's coming.
Hey, we were taking calls on the love trap. Poor Ellie. And listen, I thought the guy was mean to go on, to pick a weekend when she couldn't go away to go away. And that's kind of, he let her know how he was feeling about her there. But yeah, we just love trapped Vance for Ellie. Christina, what do you have to say?
Most importantly, I'm hearing a lot of calls just on Vance and Ollie, but I'm curious to know if Kara happened to be listening or any one of her friends are listening to know that he's in a relationship. But much furthermore is how many other women are on the other call are also males that you know you're actively dating somebody that could be married or in a relationship. And when are we going to have boundaries to say enough is enough and don't be that other person on the other party to know that it's hurtful to know that you're in an active relationship with someone that can either be married or in a relationship and committed to somebody else.
Yeah,
and I think that's important for us just to kind of stand up and say enough is enough and don't enable those type of behaviors.
Yeah, I mean,
and I can guarantee you that Kara or her friend right now are giving her a phone call or she's calling him like, oh, yeah, she's crazy. Let's get together and hook up tonight. She's enabling that behavior.
Right.
That is true. Thank you, Christina. That's a good point. I mean, there are people who are in relationships with people who are in relationships. Mm.
I'll never understand it. I'm not about that life. I don't get it. Listen, my thing is, if you want to date multiple people, be single and date multiple people. There's no problem with
that. I'll be honest. I've done it. I've been the other woman.
What?
But it was with the guy who was with the girl, so then I didn't feel as bad because it wasn't with the guy that was with the guy.
What?
Listen.
Rewind.
I'm not justifying it. I'm just telling you my thinking at the time.
When was it and how?
Yeah, I want to know more.
It was the guy who y'all know about who ended up.
Can I say?
Paco.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, you bailed him out of jail?
I was thinking somebody else.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I knew him for a long, long time. When I first met him, we weren't in a relationship, but he was with a young lady.
Uh-huh.
He says, shorty, swing my way. Come on this side. Jump on this team.
I mean, then it was exciting then. Now I would never do it, but that was 10 years ago. I was young, dumb, and I won't finish the rest.
Right.
All right, do you have a...
Yes, I've got the best
Bail
time.
Bail me out.
And now...
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Dirty on the 30.
Dirty on the 30 is brought to you by First Flag Supply. From import and export warehousing and supply chain finance, First Flag Supply has you covered for all your needs. FirstFlag.us or call 650-200-1775. So the new Avengers Endgame movie comes out this weekend and it's super tight and there's a lot jam-packed into
them. They are expecting huge numbers.
Oh, yeah. It's going to break all sorts of records.
Like, some theaters are open 24/7, yeah. Right?
96
showing this thing?
Hours straight.
You can see it at midnight, 2 in the morning.
Whenever your little heart desires. So it is 3 hours long. So I put together a little time frame where you can go pee. Because I know if you're anything like Greg and I, we always have to go to the bathroom.
Why are you going
to
call me out?
Because, girl, I didn't want to call myself out just by myself.
Listen, I always got to get, you know, I don't drink a lot of soda. But when I go to the movies, I got to get my Diet Coke. I like to have the biggest one because you only pay like a dollar more for the gigantic size. Mm-hmm. And I got to be leaving like 3 times during a movie. I have a small bladder.
Yeah.
So
the first time, listen up, is when the San Francisco title card comes out. The second one is when Hulk is having
lunch. Wait, you're not doing any spoilers right now, though, right?
No.
Okay.
And the third is when the New Jersey title card comes on screen.
All right, those are your three times.
Okay, so you're welcome. Enjoy the movie this weekend. Facebook.
Did you ever see those things that you can actually? They're like little
diapers.
Diapers? No, but it's like a little thing, and you can.
Oh yeah, the little cone.
And you can use the bathroom just sitting there.
Stop.
Yeah. Well, women have been using those at like festivals and stuff because you know, for us guys, it's easy at these festivals.
This just changed the game.
Yeah.
No, we talked about this on the air before.
No.
Like Times Square during New Year's Eve is a big time. Some of these festivals, like when you're stuck and you can't move, they have these little cone devices that you can.
Can I use your Amazon Prime right now?
You can use your. You ain't got Amazon Prime.
No.
It's probably like $10. It's
dude,
silicone.
I need this in my life.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
like
I
if you're at a festival. You could actually use it.
Oh, my God. I need to buy 3 of those. Okay. Facebook expects to be fined up to $5 billion by the FTC over those privacy issues. And the penalty would be a record by the agency against a technology company.
Listen,
and a sign.
They be letting all of our private information out.
Mm-hmm.
So they about to get fined a huge dollars, $5 billion. And they deserve it.
I think they deserve it as well. But unfortunately, I think that's like a slap on the wrist. It sounds, it is a lot. But to them, $5 billion is probably not as much as we think.
I bet.
Mark Zuckerberg going to have to sell one of them houses he's got all around the Bay Area.
Well, on another note, are they also talking about like... trying to break these companies up, right? Because a monopoly like the Amazons and the Facebooks and trying to break
it up. It may eventually happen, yeah. But, I mean,
Are you using Facebook?
I'm using all of them. I just named Google, Amazon, and Facebook.
I don't even use Facebook. Uh-huh. Is Facebook over? 888-456-9970.
Dude, it's been canceled.
Facebook, I don't use. Like, I wouldn't use it about the show, but my mom's on there. My aunts are on there. That's family. Facebook is for the old people. Absolutely. That's what I use it for. No, to talk to the old people.
To play Farmville?
It annoys me because my sister-in-law, my cousins, they're all super political, and they're all... Imagine this, way different politically than me. Mm-hmm. And so that's all they do is post
about
stuff.
Oh, that's so annoying when people do that.
And so I had to block them. And then when I go to like family events, they bring it up in the most awkward. Greg blocked me on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, because I don't want to fight with you, okay? Can we just like chill out and eat
macaroni salad
right now? All right. Secret
fried catfish.
Fried catfish. That's what we have at our event.
Let's go.
Okay, to save energy, I'm going to give you the clue like this since PG&E told me to.
What is it?
What if I talked like this all morning? Would it drive you crazy?
Yeah.
Why are we all talking so quiet? Now we're all talking.
Hello? We're doing it because of him. He did it. Storm. We did it. Okay. A term magicians use. That's your clue. 888-456-9970. Caller number 9 gets to play The Secret Sound.
Let's go! The secret sound.
Good morning, Patty. How are you in Napa?
I'm good. How are you?
Have you already, it's a gorgeous day. Have you already cracked open a bottle of wine?
No way.
You're in Napa. I thought that's what Naponians did.
Not at 8:45 a.m.
Oh, I bet you there are people in Napa.
Oh, there is.
Thank you. Thanks for backing me up, Patty. Okay, we've already given you the clue. Are you ready to hear the sound, Patty?
Yes.
What do you think that is, Patty?
Oh, I think it's opening a deck of cards and putting it in the card shuffle machine.
Say that one more time.
Opening a deck of cards and putting it in the card shuffle machine.
Survey says
Benny.
That was me.
I really didn't hear her the first time. I was had to hear it again. I'm sorry, but we will do it again next hour, Patty.
Can I tell you what my daughter guessed it was?
Sure.
She said she guessed it was an elephant walking in the forest on crunchy leaves.
Oh, okay, that's a good guess. What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Katarina. She's at preschool now.
Aww. Now I know why you have a preschool daughter. I know why you have not opened up a bottle of wine at 8 o'clock in the morning. You have to be mommy.
Patty, enjoy the beautiful weather and nap of the day.
Thank you. You guys enjoy the weather.
Thank you.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, a very uninspired performance by the Golden State Warriors last night. I don't really even want to talk about this game much. I'll tell you, game 6 against the Los Angeles Clippers will be on Friday night. So the only thing good about that is generally I can't stay up for the entire game.
Although you did last night.
And then I suffered this morning. I was in a horrible mood I rolled in because I stayed up for nothing, basically. So Friday night, you can get your life, watch the game, and be able to sleep in. And hopefully, you know, they do have to go to Los Angeles to play. But they won both games there. They've lost two here at home. Shockingly, the two games that they've lost in this series have been here at home. But I also believe... I just want to make sure I'm 100% correct on this. The Sharks, I think, play at the exact same time on Friday night.
Ooh.
Yes, whoa. 7 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
So what are you going to do? Flip back and forth? You got the split screen?
I got two TVs, and they're only like, listen, you know my house ain't that big, right? So here's big TV in the living room. And this takes me this many steps to get to the bedroom.
That was two steps to the bedroom.
And then a love seat, and that's it.
Listen, I got 75 in the living room and 65 in the bedroom.
Do you really have 75 in the living room?
You want to come over and find out?
Oh.
Depends what you're serving. What you got?
I got your favorite.
Okay.
Starts with a J.
From Ireland?
It starts with a J and ends with an Amazon. So Friday night, you should connect, you know?
Let's go.
A little off-site bonding. And I will teach you.
I'm team building.
No, and I need to teach you about sports. You don't know any. I was telling my mom this the other day. I was like, now I'm working with this guy. He knows nothing about sports.
I still love it. The gay guy in the room knows all the sports. The straight guy knows nothing about sports.
You know less about sports than Fernando. He knows way more than about
Because he sat in a room with you for 14 years. I'll pick it up. Some things. I know one thing tonight. You said clear my schedule. The draft is on.
The NFL draft is tonight, and it is so epic. It'll actually be fun to watch. It's going to be so big. They've moved it from ESPN to ABC. That's how big it's going to be. Anchored by Robin Roberts from Good Morning America. It's actually going to be huge because it's in Nashville this year. If you're kind of into country music a little bit, there are going to be a lot of people performing. They're doing it on Broadway. I know you went to Nashville for the first time last year.
So fun. The honky Tonks, so fun.
I went for the first time a year ago. Amazing. We actually should have done the show live from there. Why didn't I? I mean, why are we here?
We should do like a world, well, maybe world tour is a little much. We should do like a national tour and do the show
totally,
at different places. Yes. That'd be awesome.
I'm game.
Jazzy?
First location.
Ginger's house.
Wait, no, I was thinking more like Nashville.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, Ginger's house sounds fun.
Did you listen Vegas to the mac and cheese yesterday? That my sister-in-law got bit by a bull gnat. Her eyes swelled up. Raccoons invaded their barn and ate all their cow feed. And the mosquitoes bit my cousin.
Oh, yeah, I'm sold. Let's go.
Go to my mom's house.
That's why you go stay inside the house. Close the screens.
You got to go to Texas in the winter to get rid of them bugs. Mm-hmm. There are too many bugs in Texas. But the NFL draft is tonight. It's exciting night because the Raiders, they've got three picks in the first round. That's where you get all the really, really good players, the exciting players. They've got their own at number four. They've got the Bears because they made a trade last year at 24, and they've got the Cowboys because they made a trade at 27. So it's going to be exciting for them. And the 49ers, they have the second pick, so they won't be on the clock long before the 49ers make their pick. All right, that's all I got for Sassy Sports. Do you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.